what are my views on anti-speciesism, and how is that different than biocentrism? My understanding of anti-speciesism is that it's generally a term applied to, it's used a lot by vegans to argue that humans should not eat meat, that it is specious to perceive these others as food. And a couple of things here. One is that that's not really an anti-speciesist perspective, because an anti-speciesist perspective would certainly include plants as well. But there's a bigger distinction. So let's go with the definition that anti-speciesist correctly holds that humans are not superior to others. And I would say we're not superior to plants either. So insofar as that goes, I completely agree with the anti-speciesist view. There are some conflicts between anti-speciesism and biocentrism or ecocentrism sometimes, in that the ecocentric perspective emphasizes the health of the larger community, and the anti-speciesist perspective oftentimes emphasizes the health of the individual animal or plant, but primarily animal. And when it comes to things like factory farming, I think the ecocentrist and the anti-speciesist would completely agree that it's atrocity and needs to be stopped. And the place where those two perspectives come into conflict that I see most often has to do with invasive species. That you'll see some island where there are traditionally ground-dwelling birds or lizards who did not evolve in the face of predators like cats. And then cats or rats might be introduced to this island, and they will just wreak havoc. And there have been some strong conflicts between those who would be in favor of getting rid of the rats or cats through really any means necessary, and those who believe that the individual cats and rats should not be killed. And so you'll see this where on a discrete island, they may basically bomb the island with poison to kill off the rats. And this, of course, creates short-term problems for others there, as others who eat the rats might get poisoned too. But long-term, there are a lot of success stories of Aleutian geese. Aleutian geese summer in the Aleutian Islands, and those islands did not have predators. And then somebody put in a fox farm up there back in, I believe, the 40s, and it was wiping out the Aleutian geese. Somebody went in and poisoned off all the foxes to reintroduce the geese, and it's been a complete success story. They got rid of the foxes on the island, and the geese have been, they went from numbers, I think their lowest numbers were 700, and now there's 70,000, 100,000. And you see a lot of these conflicts taking place. There's taking place in New Zealand right now as the ecocentrists are, there are programs going on right now to poison rats and cats in some parts of New Zealand, because those rats and cats are just taking a terrible, terrible toll on native birds like kiwis and many other birds. And there are strong fights going on between those groups. Another example, I have a friend who teaches at Binghamton University in New York, and the university has a forest, and the forest is in terrible shape because all the wolves have been eradicated and other large predators, and so the forest is being overrun by deer. When deer overrun forests, one of the things they do is they browse, they make it so there won't be, the baby trees won't survive, the baby bushes won't survive, the bigger bushes won't survive, the deer are eating them all. And that's not just a problem for the bushes and baby trees, it's also a problem for the salamanders, the various frogs, the ground-dwelling birds. They all lose their habitat. And there's a big stink going on, has been for quite a while, because the university wants to bring in hunters, and the animal rights protesters are protesting that mightily. Of course, the real solution, which not many people want to do, the real solution is to reintroduce wolves and mountain lions. And that in that would work in that area. Again, on an island, that would not be such a good idea because you don't want to introduce cats to kill the rats because the cats create their problem, and then you got to introduce somebody else to eat the cats. You just need to get rid of them in the first place. Anyway, that's the fundamental difference between anti-speciesism, which, again, is primarily concerned with the life and dignity of the individual animal, and the biocentrist or ecocentrist is really interested in the larger health of the community. And if you have a bunch of wild boars have been introduced and they are wreaking havoc on the natural community of eco or biocentrist would not have a problem. It's going to be painful because it's always, you know, we don't like to think about that, but a bio or ecocentric perspective would be to get rid of the boars in that case. And of course, a truly ecocentric perspective would have to involve getting rid of industrial civilization.